We need not to say, leave it to somebody else, but what can I do? In the state of Illinois, before we cry our hearts out about authoring Lucy in the University of Alabama, let's shed some tears for Cairo, Illinois, where segregation is so rampant, it's almost unbelievable. And where in areas of southern Illinois, today, Negroes go down into Kentucky when they get a week off because they feel safer in Kentucky than they do in Illinois. Don't cry about the fact that the Negroes' homes were bombed in Birmingham, Alabama, when they moved into a white neighborhood. When you realize that we've had police guard on Trumbull Park for so long, they're becoming fixtures there to protect a few Negro families in Illinois. Don't worry too much about civil rights violations on accommodations in the South when you realize in many areas of this state, Negroes are denied service as late as today. Don't worry too much about what's going to happen in South Africa or this place or that place. Bear in mind that this is not a part-time job, this is a full-time job, and there's room in it for everybody. And the only thing I don't think too much of is a mere discussion of it without the willingness to act. There is much that can be done here as well as much that can be done in Alabama. It's unbelievable that anybody in their thinking or in their discussion can find so much to defend lawless people. I actually have heard people defend those two men who confessed to killing Emmett Till, by saying that, according to that look story, I mean life story, no, it wasn't life, it was look, excuse me, that in that particular story, it was obvious that little Emmett made him mad. Well, anger's never been any justifiable excuse for murder. If so, I would have committed many a murder in my past if anger's the only thing that'll quit you. No, the truth of the matter is that when we up here in the North, in Abraham Lincoln's state, get this big cloak around us and feel bad about others, it's not this. Yes, the South is bad. Yes, it's getting worse. I am not saying that Illinois is as bad as Mississippi, as I've heard people say. It is not. And indeed, Mississippi is not as bad as the Union of South Africa. So what? As long as Mississippi is in the United States, as long as Alabama is in the United States, please bear in mind that the governor of all of the states, every state officer of every state, must take an oath to uphold Article 6 of the United States Constitution, which says that that Constitution is the supreme law of the land. All state laws and constitutional provisions to the contrary, notwithstanding. The Constitution requires every state officer to take that oath. If the officers in these southern states I've been talking about have taken the oath, they're violating it, and if they didn't take it, they're holding office illegally. Either way, they're in trouble in my book. Don't believe that the decision of the United States Supreme Court is something that people can take or reject as they want to. The decision of the Supreme Court is the supreme law of the land, says Article 6. It's not what I want to have or don't want to have. It's what the Supreme Court says we're entitled to. And it's what the Supreme Court says the other side has to give. So it's no longer a question of Authorine Lucy, or little Mose Wright, or little Joe Blow. It's no longer the question of whether Negroes shall have their rights as such. It's a question of whether the law of the land shall be respected. Once you learn disrespect for one decision of the Supreme Court, there's very little difficulty in building up disrespect for others. I think the problem as of today is just that simple. The only thing I have tried to emphasize is that the problem is no different from the one that's been here since this fight started. It's merely that this Alabama situation has so focused our attention that it's up to us to look to it in the future as to whether or not we're going to isolate it or whether we're going to let it be a pattern for the future. That's all I've tried to do, and I understand there are going to be some questions. If you've got any questions to ask, I will tell you whether or not I can answer them. And I will not tell you that I can't answer them because of this problem or that problem. I'd most likely tell you I don't know the answer. You want some questions? Yes, sir. Well, I gave you the till, which is to put money in some other place that they can get a hold of. That's the only one I know of. You were asking whether or not there are any legal ways of counteracting it by courts? I doubt it. We're working on it. We have a team of lawyers working on it. But the last thing they produced was a memorandum with 67 pages. Well, I take the position that if it takes you 67 pages to spell out your theory is no good. The only way I know of is to put the money and get counter money in there. That's the only way I know.